Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you.
Yeah, no, you were just yelling at me.
But it's like you just said that whenever I go to the bathroom, I get selfish.
Yeah, because
what does that mean?
It means we agree to something. We're sitting around, we're talking, we're maybe planning our day. And then we're like, okay, we get things settled. And then as soon as like you go off to the bathroom to either look at your YouTube videos or to do some makeup or to fix your hair or whatever it is that you do in there, then you come out and you change the plan.
That's
usually in a way that excludes me.
I don't agree.
You don't agree, but like that is...
If what you are saying is true, the reason that it happens is because usually the way that you are being rejected is that I have agreed to go on a bike ride with you. And you get excited.
I think that's
because you have a friend.
I think that's this specific instance.
No, in the morning, it's like, am I going to go on a solo bike ride? Because I need to think about the work that I have to do because that's where I get my work thinking done. Or can I go on a fun bike ride and chit chat with you? And I'm feeling like a little overconfident with the pages that I am writing for our other big project, the one that is not dead, that, you know, will probably die at some point. But there was, as I was thinking about it, there was like one thing that I was like, oh, I should really think about that part of it. And I might need to think solo through it. And which is why I rescinded my agreement to going on a bike ride with you.
Not agreement. You offer. You like, I said, I'm going to go on a bike ride by myself this morning. And then you were like, no, can I need to talk to you about this project. Please come with me. So I like, it wasn't just that you were like, oh, hey, can't do that. You were like, oh, remember that
thing? You know you're going to win, right?
You know that thing I invited you to? You can't come anymore. It's like, okay, that's fine. Like, I wasn't, like, originally I was planning on going solo anyway.
What you said was that whenever you go to the bathroom, you get selfish. And I was getting a little bit angry at that
because I
came back to the kitchen where all of the stuff that I used to make delicious morning burritos for both of us.
This is another classic Catherine of like, Let me talk about the thing that just happened by prefacing it with all of the other things that happened that actually don't have anything directly to do with this thing. She has actual, like, mad face on right now. One of the ways that I really actually make Catherine mad is to sometimes point out behavior that she, like, kind of begrudgingly recognizes is true, but doesn't ever want to agree with.
I agree with it. I know what you're talking about. I have mad face on, not at you. I have mad face on that. Like, part of the reason that I was excited to break up with you a few months ago was because we wouldn't get here. And then I would never have to get here with fucking anyone. I could just cycle through. I mean, it makes sense that you were on this cycle of, like, five-year relationships and that I was kind of the same, you know, that we were both, like, 5-6-year relationship people. And then now we're coming up on 7. And it's like, this is where the action starts. I feel like we're having the difference of the 7-year itch, which is like we're making each other itchy by seeing one another.
You love it and hate it, like, yeah, at the same time. Like, when I point something out you're like, that feels like the most extreme violating thing to see someone so internally, especially you, and then at the same time and like embarrassing to have your like patterns or whatever like exposed, and at the same time you are so delighted that anyone would ever pay that much attention to
you. Exactly.
Like, it's honestly like a win-win for me.
It's, yeah, I mean, I spent my entire life essentially hiding, you know, and doing things in secret, and now I'm not doing that anymore, and it's weird. It's like when you've been in a dark movie theater for 400 years and then it's like, come out into the sun, you're like, it's burning.
Do you want to rate anything before we go?
I want to rate the concept of being seen by you as a 4 out of 5.